Eileen started at WBFO as an intern in 1985. One of the first stories she ever covered was the paralyzing blizzard in January of that year. Since then, Eileen has worked by her count at 10 radio stations. She rejoined WBFO in 2001 and currently serves as assistant news director. Eileen received the Pinnacle Award from the Buffalo Broadcasters Association, an award that WBFO station manager Jim Ranney says is well-deserved.
Her dedication, not only to journalism, but her dedication to radio is what is so, I think, remarkable.
The most challenging story Eileen has covered in her career is the 2009 plane crash in Clarence. But she says her favorite stories are ones involving people.
I really like stories with children's voices and human interest stories, and I really, really love covering happy stories. But any story that there is to tell, I just want to be able to let people know what's happening in our community.
WBFO was a finalist for BEMA Radio Station of the Year, while our sister station, WNED-TV, was in the running for TV Station of the Year. Mark Scott, WBFO News.